Now this is a dictation for William Frost, F-R-O-S-T, June 8, 47. Address as a letter to Deb, D-E-B, Ullman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Ullman, follow up for Mr. Frost. Chronic kidney disease, probably hypertension. Last visit, December. Kidney ultrasound, relatively small on the left comparing to the right, 9.6 versus 11.5, without evidence of obstruction, stone or masses, probably simple cyst, no urinary retention. Blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 60s and 70s. Appears well controlled on pressing medications. Urology, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, is not in the area. Looking for a different urology. Stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic cough, a smoker, 3 quarts to 1 pack per day. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies gross blood in the urine, no chest pain palpitation, other review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Present blood pressure, HCTC, amlodipine, lisinopril, I believe was stopped by your service. On cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure, 144/80. COPD abnormalities, bronchitis, wheezes, but no consolidation, probably effusion. Appears to be regular, no pericardial rap, minor JBD, no abdominal tenderness. No major edema, no focal deficit, but decreased hearing, normal speech. Looks older than his age. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries, March 13, creatinine 1.9 and a potassium of 5.1. Previously, normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus, malanemia 13.3, normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 101, normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. Likely from hypertension, nephrosclerosis. I cannot rule out a component of renal artery stenosis. In a person who is an active smoker, and documented atherosclerosis on right-sided carotid endarterectomy with prior stroke. I was pushing on the use of lisinopril. I was not concerned to the minor change of creatinine from 1.7 to 1.9. I was not concerned about potassium at 5.1. which is not severe elevation in any regards. This was discontinued by your service. Presently, we are on diuretics and Norvasc. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. We will continue to monitor chemistry on a regular basis. We have instructed him about low potassium diet. At this moment, I'm not pursuing any diagnostic procedures for renal artery stenosis. As long as we are able to control blood pressure and kidney function is stable over time, he encouraged to discontinue smoking, but he is not ready. for symptoms of enlargement of the prostate without evidence of urinary retention, to be followed by new urology. End of dictation.